related to the role of psychologists in state hospitals and allowing them to practice to the full extent of their scope in the state hospitals. And we, when it is released, we will give it a full review and, of course, get back to you with any concerns that we might have. We also want to say at the same time, we are supportive of the shift to the recovery model and feel it is necessary to avoid federal receivership like we're seeing in Department of Corrections. And again, call for the funding of existing positions and then call upon the Department of Health Services for strong oversight of implementation of state law. Thank you.
Recruit. We're funding the existing positions. Help us recruit them. Go ahead.
Can the department respond to the idea that the CRIPA plan that you're proceeding with interferes with the psychologist's ability to fulfill their legal role that's laid out in the legislation that was referred to?
It does not, and I think that's why they want to see it, to believe it.
Okay. That seems fair. Okay. Mr. London?
Yeah, Madam Chair, members, Carl London, on behalf of AFSCME Local 2620. We have had the same concern that the Psychological Association has about the consent decree. And I think largely, historically, I know people want to get wrapped up in turf arguments or whatever over time, but historically, the department has not done much to implement state law. And we think that it's sort of really what people need to look at is not the question of turf and who gets to do what, but it's what kind of model are we using to treat patients, how well does it work, what is the dollar cost effectiveness. We've had a situation in state law now where it's in black and white law for a very long time where it's clear that psychologists should have the right to be reviewed to perform certain clinical privileges in the state hospitals. And fiscally, it makes a lot of sense to allow them to do that, to utilize the skills they bring to the fullest extent allowed under law. It's very clear. It hasn't been implemented by the department for many years. We've started to hear that it's changing after whatever number of years, and we'd be happy to hear more evidence of that. But what it does do is it feeds into that question of how are you utilizing the resources you have? There are some people today that present a certain standard of care that are running basically under the medical staff organization of the hospital the right to review everybody else's clinical privileges. The State Department can do very little about that because of the structure of law. We don't want...
I suggest you all take your scope of practice discussion to the Business and Professions Committee. Both of you being in the same union, after all, might want to have some internal discussion. I mean, you're in the same overall union. I understand you're in different locals. But your scope of practice issues, while I get your point about we need to look at this in terms of which positions are we staffing, your overall scope of practice issue, to the extent it's in statute, ought to be taken to a policy committee, no offense.
Well taken,
ma'am. And we can, you know, in the context of this discussion, I think where we're all going to be, and we'll be happy to share with all of you, and hopefully, I don't know how this works, but once you release it to us, I assume it's fair game for everybody to read. Okay, so the Department of Justice, they're signing an agreement. It argues for speediness in lawyer review of such agreement that this many people want to read it, and they all have lawyers too, and that we try to all get a handle on what is it we're trying to do to meet this. And frankly, I mean, the points that are made about stepping ahead of that curve in the sense of not just sort of meeting the minute, you know, we'll do what we have to do to meet the Department of Justice civil rights criteria, but we also need to think about, as a whole, how do we keep ourselves ahead of that curve and not just be sort of meeting a mandatory minimum, but actually serving whatever the needs of those patients are. I mean, it is different. You can't just guess up front which patients you're going to have today and which tomorrow in which facility. I get that. But somehow we're going to have to figure out and possibly include in there some recruitment strategies, because obviously if we got 2,000 vacancies, we got a upfront problem before we get to filling a new 400 positions, and I don't know what else we can do. I note the moving allowance thing. I think that's a good one, because obviously a lot of these places are sort of far removed from where people may already live. We might have to look at the prison model where you actually pay people extra to live in remote locations. I don't know. You know, there's some existing models out there that perhaps we need to sort of
another thing
about.
You can look at, because we're doing it at least at Atascadero, second positions for psychiatrists and psychologists, so that while they can't get paid overtime, they can take part of a second position if they want to work.
As extra hours.
In lieu of working an outside job, which sometimes
which some
they
of them do otherwise.
So they can have their outside job inside.
Okay, yeah, but then you get into the burnout issue, and you
they're working anyway. If they're working anyway,
yeah. If they're having to work,
work
overtime,
us.
I mean, you know, yeah. No, I get that, but all right. Well, just think about it all. Yeah. Final comment.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught up in them. Bring that in that, but what we'd say is that as the department moves towards this new model, this recovery model, it's incumbent upon you to watch how that's implemented and how it actually translates. And I'm not here to suggest that TERF. We don't want to have a BNP argument in front of you. I'm just saying. For the people you do have, utilize them to the fullest extent of the skills and training. And if you're not, that raises a problem because you're then funding people that you're not doing that with. And it makes for, we believe, an unsafe environment, a treatment model that doesn't work. We end up right back in the cycle again where the courts take us down.
So that's what we want to try to get ahead of on both fronts. One sentence.
I just want to clarify. I support the department. There is no violation of the law, and we are using everybody to their full degree. As a chief of staff,
at least in yours. Okay.
Everybody is well utilized.
Speaking on behalf of Atascadero. Okay. which brings us, actually, that point brings us to the uncodified trailer bill language that I understand everybody has handed out, I mean, or has seen, that would have the department reporting back to us every 3 months with respect to how we're complying with the consent decree, how we're meeting the recovery mediation plan, and those sorts of things. Does anybody have any objections to that language? Okay. On a 3-0 vote, we'll adopt that language. And I see I got two more people that still want to comment on the original item, which, by the way, we will be holding until May revise, and we see, you know, all of the language, the specific language. But
yes, I'm Maggie Roberts, attorney with Protection and Advocacy. Just real quickly, we at Protection and Advocacy have been saying for some time now that there needs to be greater transparency and more stakeholder involvement regarding what's going on at the state hospitals, particularly when it pertains to plans and actions regarding the CRIPA investigation. We see that among the positions listed here, some of them are expert consultant positions. We think that's very important that stakeholders get involved in that process, that it's clear how those experts are being recruited and what their findings are.
What are we getting experts to consult with us on?
The two components of the consultant money in this is an estimated $1 million for the actual monitors.
Okay, we got to pay for the folks at the
DOJ
reports.
We got to pay for them
reports.
Too,
okay,
yeah.
I get that. Okay.
And the balance of that is for neuropsychologists. Our thinking is that's, and we want a lot of them.
Just too specialized.
Exactly. And we're going to not be able to hire them at state salaries, so we figured we got to have them to comply with the feds.
Okay, but they're actually to provide services, not consultants in the administrative sense of the
right.
word. Right. Okay. That's the only thing I worry about with consultant contracts.
It's also important that any reports that they generate or findings that they make be made available, be posted and made available to the public. Also, with respect to the 400-some positions mentioned, the type of positions, where they will be in the training, again, we feel that there needs to be more transparency there and more stakeholder
beyond
involvement
there. Beyond what's in
the
addition? The agenda had a listing of by position. You want it by position, by hospital? What do you want?
Our concern is that you know, we haven't yet seen the consent decree.
Right.
Stakeholders.
We got that one.
So it's hard to
Neither
know where
we,
that's coming
so.
From if the need for that is supported.
Right.
And, you know, that's, again, part of the issue.
Why we're keeping it open and why we'll make it readily available as soon as the LAO and the committee receive it.
Right. And just finally, with respect to the recovery model, again, that's something very, very important that stakeholders become involved in that. There's a lot of people in the stakeholder community that have experience in the recovery model. I see the brief description of here that's listed in the agenda actually is a little different than what best practice would say. So again, I think stakeholder input on that is critical. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Final comment.
Thank you very much. My name is Jeff Griffin. I'm with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. We do have a few concerns. I would like for us to look at a couple of quick things before we actually decide how much money we're going to put where. The Department of Mental Health brought the Department of Justice from the United States into our area. They have not worn their hats. And to continue to give them funds is not fair to the people of the state of California. We must correct these outpoints, these wrongnesses that they've created. I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but deaths are still occurring in every one of our state hospitals almost weekly, but we will say monthly, taking all four of the hospitals, excluding Coalinga. Deaths are still occurring in these facilities. We are faced right now as a state, and you may not be aware of this, there are two lawsuits currently in the courts against Napa. I know that there's going to be two against Metropolitan in the very near future over deaths that have been created. So as we look at their request for money, let us not forget the fact that they've not presented one cure to us, not one. Not only that, they had a director of one of their facilities who said, we didn't even know we were supposed to rehabilitate these patients until DOJ told us so. So as we look at where we're going to put our monies, please recognize the fact that putting money into an area that is already costing us enormous sums, no cures, is not okay. And that's my comments to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. I'm sorry, did you put your name? I thought I just missed it. Did you identify yourself for the record?
I think I did, but I'll be happy to do
so
again. My name is Jeff Griffin.
Okay.
I'm Executive Director of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights for the Western United States.
Okay.
Thank
you very much. Appreciate that clarification. And we will hope that with all of our discussion of the remediation and such, I mean, part of our problem is you can't cut the money when the part of the problem is we haven't been staffed up. So we're going to have to figure out how to just effectively staff some of these facilities so that we avoid any of the issues of the type that were raised in terms of medical and or psychiatric assistance. With that, we will look forward to a quick, to getting copies of the decree as soon as possible and the plan so that we can all review it in time. Thank you very much. Were you coming up here to comment? Okay. Thank you very much. Hearing is adjourned.